Chalat Yerushalmi, corresponding to Eruchin, Bavli Daf Lamed Aleph. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, the last narrow line, Tani Rabbi Shmuel. Tani Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Omar, Mishim Oviv, Ezuhi, Hami'isa, Hanoisen, Chamin Asich Kemach, Chalita, Kemach Asich Chamin. The Baisa says, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, quoting his father, said, what is Me'isa? He puts boiling water in flour, and Chalita is flour into boiling water. Isa chami nechata kol socha b'shamay mechayvin la nechata kol socha b'shamay poitrin. How is this? Chalita cooks all that's needed and b'shamay obligates. Me'isa does not cook all that's needed and b'shamay exempt. It was baked in a pan afterwards. If partial cooking through water does not exempt from chala, all the more so partial cooking through water does not exempt. Rabbi Yossi should say b'shem Chizkiya, b'shem Rabbi Chia, b'shem Rabbi Hoshea, shnei talmidim shana oisa. Rabbi Yossi, quoting Chizkiya, quoting Rav Hoshea, said that two Talmidim taught these two conditions, they disagree with each other. Rabbi Imi, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, al adav hazeh, halachti etza Rabbi Hoshea, ruba, kisarin, v'amali, shnei talmidim shanu oisa. Rabbi Imi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that regarding this matter, I went to Rabbi Hoshea, ruba, in kisarin, and he told me that two Talmidim taught them. V'chachomayim loke divayzeh, loke divayzeh, ela hanefe betanur chayev, ve'ilfus v'kadeva pata. The Chacham say it's not like this opinion and not like that opinion. Rather, what is baked in an oven is liable, in a pan or a pot is exempt. Ezu chalut bo'o. What is clear chalut is cooked, all that's needed and is exempt. Amu b'zeira kol sha'or mahalich tachtov. B'zeira answers it's anything that the fire goes underneath it. Amu b'yosi afilah ha'or mahalich tachtov mekemen shu osu la'asuisai batseik chayev b'chala. B'yosi says even if the fire goes underneath it, if he intends to make a dough and bake it, it's obligated in chala. Kemach kali shaso batzek chayev b'chala. Parched flour that one made a dough from is obligated in chala. Rav Yossi b'shem Rav Yochanan v'hu she'afyan. Rav Yossi quoting Rav Yochanan said this is if he intended to bake it. Chalais toida u'kikei nozir asan la'atzmai potter d'chsiv reaches over se'sechem v'loi shal hekdash. Chalais toida and u'kikei mavanozir that we said in the Mishnah that if he made it for himself they're exempt, we learn that from the pasuk in Bamidbar tetzvav pasuk chaf, the beginnings of your doughs, and we learn from there, and not of Hekdish. In Kor B'Shuk Chayev, Lo B'da'atoi Hadavar Toli, B'da'at HaLekuchos Hadavar Toli, Shema, I should say, Lo Yimsa HaLekuchos Nidblu Miad. If he made them to sell in the market, they're obligated, because it does not depend on his intent, it depends on the buyer's intent. Perhaps he won't be able to find a buyer, and they became Tevel immediately.